Hello everyone, we'll look into this segment of financial management. This segment is about stocks or equity capital, various types of it, and it's classified as common and preferred stock. So common and preferred stocks, as the word suggests, are two common means of raising long-term finance that is available to our joint stock companies, and both possess their own personalities to serve the investors. The learning objectives for this segment would be why you need long-term finance and what are the alternatives available to a joint stock company to meet them. What is the role of common stock to meet the long-term finance needs of the organization? What are the rights which are enjoyed by the common stockholder? Common stockholder has certain advantages and also a few shortcomings which we will see. What are the features of preferred stock? Which are the classes in which preference stocks is available? And salient features of common stock, preferred stock and long-term debt instruments. So to kick off the whole equity requirements. So when an investor pays any company more in return for part ownership, the corporation or the entity issues a certificate of ownership to the stockholder. This certificate is known as stock certificate, capital stock or stock. Today all shares or stock, and for this presentation we will use the word shares, are in electronic form. This share certificate is an evidence of the ownership interest and it is not a loan. It does not come with a due date and hence there is no maturity. The shareholder owns the share indefinitely, and if the shareholder wants to sell their shares, they must find a buyer through the service of stockbroker who arranges for the transaction in for this presentation in the stock exchange. Nowhere in the share certificate it is indicated that the stock is worth or at what price it was used to acquire. In the market of buyers and sellers, the current value of any shares fluctuates moment by moment. It has a value on its face that indicates what proportion in total ownership the owner enjoys. Total common stock consists of certain amount, let's take 1 crore for our example, divided by into certain number of shares, again let's say 20 lakhs of face value. That is indicated in the share certificate, which is 5. So the face value is 5, number of shares is 20 lakh, and therefore the total value is 1 crore. This is an example of a share certificate, common stock as you can see, which was issued many years back, and now of course everything is electronic. A corporation's accounting records are involved in stock transactions only when the corporation is issuing the shares as per its prospects. The sale and purchase of shares after that, which happens on exchange, has no effect on the records of the corporation. As per section 2, subsection 46 of the Indian Companies Act 1956, a share means a share in the share capital of a company and includes stock, except where distinction between stock and share is expressed or implied. Preferred stock is a hybrid source of long-term financing with some characteristics of equity and some of long-term debt. What are the various categories of equity capital? So let's try to understand that, and the first understanding that we must have is what is share capital. Some investors may have large ownership interest in any given corporation, while others own a very small part. To keep a track of each investor's ownership interest, corporation or companies uses a unit of measurement referred to as a share or share of stock. The number of shares that an investor owns is printed on investor's stock certificate. Now of course it's an electronic form. Public corporations have their equity distributed over a large number of shareholders who enjoy the rewards and bear the risk. Risk in this case, it must be noted, is restricted to the initial amount which they have paid to buy the stock. This is an example of share capital and distribution of shareholdings. So people holding up to 500 shares, the number is 7,81,000, and therefore 91% of the shareholders are having less than 500 shares. Between 500 and 1000, 5%, then the percentage goes down, and 10,000 and above, only 0.31%. But in value terms, number terms, it is 82% of the total shares that has been issued. So how does it start? So it starts with first authorized share capital. When a new company applies for incorporation, it goes to registrar of companies and it will specify the classes or types of stock, the par value of the stock and the number of shares it is authorized to issue. This constitutes the authorized capital of the company. In our example, it will be 1 crore consisting of 20 lakh share of 5 rupees each. When its articles of incorporation are prepared, the business entity will often request authorization to issue larger number of shares than what it is actually needed. The reason why it does that is so that it does not need to go to registrar again and again whenever it needs to issue more shares to raise more capital. When a corporation sells some of its authorized shares, the shares are described as issued. The number of issued shares is often considered considerably less than number of authorized shares. So from the authorized shares, the corporation or the company issues some shares and it's therefore called issued share capital. Corporation can sell shares of stocks in order to obtain cash from investors. They can also use it to acquire other company. The new shares are given to the owners of the other company in exchange for the ownership interest, or to certain assets, acquire certain assets or services, and as an incentive reward for key staff of the corporation. The par value of a share of a stock is sometimes defined as the legal capital of the corporation. The par value of a common stock is usually very small, insignificant amount that was required by state laws many, many years ago. Because of those existing laws, whenever a share of stock is issued, the par value is recorded in a separate shareholder's equity account in general ledger. Any proceeds that exceed the par value is often credited to equity premium account. The required accounting rules allows you to determine the number of issued shares by dividing the balance in the par account in the balance sheet by the par value per share. If a share of stock has been issued or offered to public for subscription and has not been acquired by the corporation, it is said to be outstanding. The number of outstanding or subscribed share is always less than or equal to the number of issued shares. The number of issued share is always less than or equal to the authorized number of shares. The actual amount which is paid by investors against the number of shares they had subscribed to constitutes what is known as paid up capital. Typically, the issued, subscribe and paid up capital of corporations are the same. When you examine the data published by corporates about common stock in their published year-end accounts, following are the terms you will come across. One is par value, issue value or price, book value and market value. So what is par value? The par value of an equity share is the one which is indicated in the memorandum of association of the corporation. It is also reflected in the body of share certificate issued to the equity holder. Issue price or price. So initially, new corporation entering the stock market for the first time issue their shares at par value. At this stage, they have just started the business activity and need long-term finance to run operation by installing fixed assets. Later, established firms with excellent earnings enter the capital market for seeking long-term finance again for expansion or to expire or liquidate expensive long-term debt. These business entities wish to seek returns on their financial achievements and hence issue equity at a price higher than the par value. These are known as issue price. For example, Indigo Airlines operated for many successful years and entered the equity market in 2015 with an issue price band of 700 rupees to 765 per share, having a face value of 10 each. This issue is therefore at a premium of 700 and odd rupees, was oversubscribed. Therefore, the difference between issue price and the par value of the share is known as the share premium. The range price band given helps the organization to do something known as price discovery. Indigo Airlines obviously gave shares at 765 when it was oversubscribed many times, and hence it could issue at 765. Investors, why do they pay premium? Because they look at the past records of the corporation, and hence they know the company is doing well and will continue to do well, and therefore they give value to it. Investors were so impressed with financial performance of Indigo Airlines that they overwhelmingly responded to this IPO, and the issue was oversubscribed. And when this issue was listed in the market, the market price went high by 15% over the issue price, which means it provided the investors one of the best returns that was seen in the share market at that point of time. Book value. What is a book value? The book value of an equity share is equal to the sum of paid up equity capital and reserves and surplus divided by number of outstanding shares of the corporation. So if the paid up capital for L&T in 2014-15 was 185 odd crores, the reserves and surplus was 36,000 crores, the total being 37,000 crores, and outstanding shares was 929 million shares. Therefore, the book value per share was 398.78 paisa. The book value increases as the corporation starts earning profits and creating reserves. So, any increase in this price because of transfer of reserves from P&L into reserves and surplus will help to increase the book value. Example of book value for L&T from 2005, where it was 55 rupees to 398.78 in 2014-15, which is the same value. This is an indication how the book value increases. So this book value, increase in book value, goes a long way to prove that the corporation is living to its vision statement below, which states that it is committed to enhance the shareholder value. It states L&T shall be professionally managed Indian multinational and is committed to total customer satisfaction and enhancing the shareholder value. Market value. Market value of an equity share is the day-to-day change price at which it is traded in market, known as stock exchange. For a company to have its shares traded on an exchange, it has to get them listed or registered on that exchange. In India, most of the shares are actively traded on National Stock Exchange or Bombay Stock Exchange, NSE or BSE in short form. Market price of all listed shares are displayed online by these exchanges. This is again an example of National Stock Exchange prices for L&T. So April 2000, it's the highest was this, the lowest was this, and at the month end it closed as this. So if you go down to 2015 March, the value has increased in 1 year from 1294 to 1719. It again shows how the shareholders benefit from rise in market price of L&T shares in which they decided to invest. These market prices, in addition to the financial performance of the company, depend on many factors like current earning, growth prospect, risk and company size. And these prices are further governed by external factors like state of industry, national economy, mood prevailing in the stock exchange, both domestic as well as international. Now, what are the rights of equity shareholders? So equity shareholders have various rights. Some of them are right to income, right to vote, right to acquire new shares, bonus shares, convertible debentures. Let's look into it one by one. Right to income. So all incoming cash flow is utilized by business entities to pay out its expenses and its creditors. If it has issued preference stock, then the preference stockholders have a claim on the balance. Thereafter, after the preference shareholder have been paid, the residual income belongs to equity holders. Now, whether it is distributed to the shareholders by way of dividends or retained as reserves in the company, it does not affect their claim. It's just a matter of timing. So, total receipts, less expenses, less dividend to preference shares is equal to balance owned by equity shareholders. It is either distributed as dividends or retained as reserves. In fiscal year 2014-15, ITC Limited, for example, reported a net profit after tax PAT of 3,711 crores, which was available to equity shares. Out of this amount, 600 odd crores was distributed as dividend, 153 crores was paid as tax on dividends, and the rest transferred to reserves and surplus. ITC paid income tax on dividends as shareholders received dividend tax-free. These cumulative reserves accounted for 20,000 odd crores for ITC. The right to income is not a legal and cannot be enforced in the courts of law. The declaration of dividend is entirely a prerogative of ICICI Limited Board of Directors, and if they declare fewer dividends or skip them altogether in any year, shareholders do not have any recourse of legal action. This needs to be contrasted with the rights of long-term lenders and bondholders who, on non-payment of interest, can force ITC Limited into bankruptcy. Equity owners have to accept circumstances about dividend as they are, or attempt to change the management if a revised dividend policy is desired. They then need to exercise their right to vote, as explained in further. All companies do not show spectacular results as they fail to perform successfully in each consecutive years. This results in depreciation of their book value as well as market value. The latest trend also indicates that many individuals prefer to invest indirectly through financial institutions and mutual fund into share markets. Thus, about 37% of L&T shares today are held by LIC, L&T Employee Foundation and Unit Trust of India. Right to vote. Equity shareholders, being owner of the joint stock company, exercise their right to vote and appoint the board of directors to manage the operations of the company. The directors to this board are elected in the annual general body meeting. The directors serve on different committees that look after risk management, audit committee, corporate social responsibility, and etc. Shareholders are also required to vote on resolution of all significant financial matter presented in this meeting. In the last poison pills, in last two decades, a new wrinkle is added to the meaning of rights to equity shareholders. Many business families are able to manage large joint stock companies with a shareholding of about 20 to 25%. These families in control of the corporation often perceive a threat from another business unit, which is gradually acquiring more and more of their company share capital to gain control of the company from these families. So to stop these attacks, the families have provided new thrust to the rights of the shareholders. So, for example, when an acquisition-minded group is observed to be in possession of, let's say, 15% of the equity capital, the present management arranges for sale of preference shares or debentures that get converted into equity. When an acquisition-minded group is about to possess more than 20% of the capital, the present management of the company announces conversion of the above preference shares or debentures into equity. This step increases the total paid up capital of the company and thereby significantly reduces the percentage of shares held by the acquisition minded group, which does not get any additional shares. This action of the present management is known in financial circles as administration of poison pills to the acquisition minded group. Right to acquire new shares. Equity shareholders have one more right of privileged position in the offer of fresh shares of the company. The preemptive right permits existing equity shareholders to maintain their proportional ownership. When a company issues additional shares to the public, the total paid up capital increases and their existing shareholding proportion in total capital therefore decreases, unless they buy more shares. The company law now requires to reserve a portion of additional shares to the existing shareholders so that if they purchase share from this quota, their proportion in the total capital paid remains constant. This type of public offering of shares is known as rights issue. In addition to the right on residual income, right to vote in shareholders, which is what we discussed, the right issue. Rights to bonus shares. Every year, profit making companies reward shareholders. They do so by distributing or usually increasing portion of profits to shareholders. This, as we know, is known as dividend. Sometimes, however, the company may announce bonus shares, that is additional shares for all existing shareholders without requiring any payment for them. In other words, for free. This is also known as stock dividend. As part of bonus issue, the company uses its surplus reserve to convert it into share capital. Normally, a company can use its surplus money in multiple ways. That is, it can reinvest into the company, distribute the cash as dividend, or issue more shares as bonus. The last two options aim at giving back money to the shareholders. As a result, investors usually rejoice when a company announces a bonus share issue. After all, they are getting extra shares of the company for free. The increased number of shares also gives you an opportunity to earn extra dividend from next year onwards. A bonus share issue also indicates that the company is confident about the business's capacity to generate value for a larger capital owned by the investors. It helps in boosting trading of the shares in the stock market as more numbers of shares are now traded. Further, the temporary drop in the share price after bonus issue can attract small investors into the share market. Next, while issuing more shares, the company avoids paying the dividend distribution tax. This helps reduce cost for the company as well as to the shareholders. Like in earlier year, Infosys issued bonus shares along with the usual dividend paying in 2014. The IT major has a large cash reserve of around 30,000 crores. Investors have been asking company to use the cash either for acquisition or return it to the shareholders. This amount could have been used for expansion or purchasing a new company, either of which could help to improve its profitability. The acquisition is a continuous process for this profitable company, but it also arranges bonus issue. This shows that the company values giving back to shareholders more and does not foresee better use of the money lying idle. Right to bonus shares continued. After any company announces a bonus issue, the actual distribution happens not immediately but at a later date, like the dividend distribution. There is a particular date on which new changes are incorporated. This day is called the record date. If you already have shares on the record date, you will then be eligible to get a bonus shares. Until the record date, the price of the stock usually rises, as more investors want to be eligible for the extra stock. However, it may not be so if the company is underperforming or has poor fundamentals. The day after the bonus is distributed, the share prices is adjusted. This is called the ex-bonus price. So if the company has issued 1:1 bonus share, then the price of the shares will fall to nearly half of its original price. Share price is a reflection of company's value in the market. A bonus does not change the share's inherent value, so the price of shares fall temporarily. One study has observed that the top 30 companies which announced bonus shares between Jan 2001 and July 2010, the share price of 21 companies rose till the record date, and also the stocks of 24 companies rose in the year after the record date.